This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's the gender pay gap and the race wage gap. A report today from the San Francisco Bay Area now on what restaurants pay their workers. Some have started training initiatives after surveys by an employee advocacy group found that on average, workers of color earn less in restaurants than white employees. Tips play a key role here, as KQED's Sam Harnett reports.
Good morning, Alta Restaurant. Corey speaking. How may I help you?
It's taken Corey Woods a while to get used to talking to customers at this fine dining restaurant in San Francisco.
I'm urban African American. I'm dealing with a lot of Caucasian people with money, it's people who I've never been exposed to. So initially, it was hard communicating with them.
Woods started working in restaurants 30 years ago, but he was always in the kitchen or back of the house. Then he went through a new training program at Alta Restaurant to learn how to work in the front of the house. Now he's waiting tables, making tips, and earning more money. Almost double.
I come here and I get an $11 pay increase from $14 an hour to $25 an hour.
Alta and Homeroom, another local restaurant, started training programs with help from Restaurant Opportunities Centers United. It's the organization that surveyed restaurant workers in over a dozen cities and found a race wage gap in the industry. At a panel on the issue, Saru Jayaraman, the organization's president, says of all the places they examined, the San Francisco Bay Area had the worst restaurant race wage gap in the country.
There is a $5.50 wage gap between white workers and workers of color in the Bay Area.
So far, about 40 employees have gone through the training program at Alta Group's several restaurants. Gabriel Barba directs the effort.
Our training programs are designed to give everyone equal opportunity.
Barbara says it's rare for restaurants to help workers like Corey Woods transition from the kitchen to the front of the house. Woods used to wash dishes. Now he's setting tables. Woods says he never expected a fancy restaurant would invest in training him.
You know, I'm proud to say to this day that I'm considered a success story. You know, I have two vehicles. You know, I never thought I would be the owner of a life insurance policy.
Woods is originally from Missouri. He says the new waiting job is the only reason he can get by in the expensive Bay Area. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.